Because of this curse, Shiva was deprived of his share in the oblations of Vedic sacrifices. It was due to the curse of Daksha. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments in this connection that Lord Shiva was saved from the calamity of taking part with other demigods who were all materialistic. Lord Shiva is the greatest devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it is not fitting for him to eat or sit with materialistic persons like the demigods. Thus, the curse of Daksha was indirectly a blessing for Shiva, who would not have to eat or sit with the other demigods who were too materialistic. There is a practical example set for us by Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who used to sit on the side of a latrine to chant Hare Krishna. Does everyone know what a latrine is? Anyone who doesn't know what a latrine is? Okay. I think it's a military term for toilet. Some people what? Yeah, I was explaining. I mean, someone can correct me, but I think it's a military term for toilet. Actually, what they do is they dig a big ditch, and they put a little bit of a like enclosure around it, and then you go inside and take care of your business. Specific type of business. So Gaurkishore Das Babaji says here that he used to sit on the side of a latrine and chant Hare Krishna. Many materialistic persons used to come and bother him and disturb his daily routine of chanting. So, to avoid their company, he used to sit by the side of a latrine where materialistic persons would not go because of the filth and obnoxious smell. However, Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj was so great that he was accepted as the spiritual master of such a great personality as His Divine Grace, Om Vishnupad Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. The conclusion is that Lord Shiva behaved in his own way to avoid materialistic persons who might disturb him in his prosecution of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj ki jai. Om Agana Timiranda.